Well, hello out there, everybody, and happy new year to you. We are at January 15, I know, but I am definitely one of those people that say happy new year up until February. I feel like it's a new year. It's cause for people to be happy, and it's cause for a celebration. I have been celebrating, Lord, since 2018, and so I need you guys to bear with me because I'm seriously just getting my business bearings back together. But trust and believe, we are going to do it. You are tuned in right now to another episode of AP Empowers, and boy, do I have some wonderful news to share with you guys. For those of you who may not know, we've got some new business ventures happening at Coach with Pride, and When Women Lead is doing some great things. Our mentoring program kicks off in a little bit less than 8 days, I want to say, something like that. And so if you are not on board, please email me at info@coachwithpride.com and I can get you all of the necessary information that you may need. Again, notice I didn't come in with any music or anything. I just want to get kind of straight to the point. It's a new year. I know a lot of you guys have, I've been training you guys to set your goals in that last quarter of the previous year. So you can already kind of be geared towards working on it, at least thinking about it. But 2019 is here, ladies and gentlemen, and there is nothing for you to do outside of your action. Just do it, right? Let's get started. And in my Miss Charlene voice, I believe that you can do it, but action is going to be required. So let me just start off enlightening you guys about our sports consulting portion of Coach with Pride. I am super excited about that. My husband and I are joining forces. He has joined the Coach with Pride team, and we're first off excited to be working with the boo, but we are going to definitely be doing work and getting things done. But we are targeting 9th through 12th grade athletes. Whether you're a swimmer, a gymnast, a basketball player, a volleyball player, a soccer player, a football player, whatever, we want to talk to you. We want to talk to your parents because the focus needs to be student athlete. And so I focus more on the student side of it, your test scores, your classes that you're taking, your current grades that you're making. What are some of your academic goals as far as what you're trying to accomplish throughout high school? Because trust and believe me when I say, you don't get to college and you don't get recruited and you don't get offered scholarships thinking that all you're going to have to do is that respective sport. You must continue to be a student, and being a good student in high school is just good ground, good preparation, a good foundation for that work that you're going to need to get done in college as well, right? So we're going to focus on that. My husband is an expert in film study. He wants to look at your film. He wants to see what your body of work is. He wants to see what type of athlete you are, how well you're performing on the field, on the court, in the gym, whatever it may be. And so we sit down with you guys and we help you to formulate a plan for your student athlete, or we sit down with that student athlete if they're alone. You know, guys, the sad thing is that there are a lot of young people out here right now that don't necessarily even have that parental support, and we will come alongside them as well. But basically, our thing is just basically to help you formulate a plan so that you are ready, so that you are in position, so that when the recruiting does start, because if you are that athlete, the recruiting will start. But even if it doesn't, you have a plan in place so that you can go to a school. You may even walk on. You may get a preferred walk on. You may get a partial scholarship. We want to put you in position because there's money out there to be had. There's money available, and we want to work with you on that. So book your consultation today. We would love to sit down with you and figure out what your plan is and what's your next steps moving forward, right? And that is what we are set out to do with Coach with Pride. We're excited about it. Again, we want to help, and that's why we're doing this. There's nobody that we know of that's doing anything similar to this, but we want to do it. We know that there's a lot of websites out there and different things that promise you certain things, but you know, we won't get into bashing anybody, but we know we're one-on-one, we're working with you. And the good news is that if you're listening to this podcast and you're not in the upstate of South Carolina, no worries. We can do Zoom consultations. We can get all these things sent via email. Even my in-state clients have to send all the information via email. And so no worries if you're not here in the upstate. You don't have to be in South Carolina in order to work with Coach with Pride. and our sports consulting. So we'd love to hear from you no matter where you are, Virginia, California, Texas, Ohio, Indiana, Alabama. We are waiting for your call or your email, info@coachwithpride.com, right? And so with that being said, that's our Coach with Pride venture. Coach with Pride is also marketing our different workshops, our dealing with difficult people, our communication 101, our negotiation 101, our fix your pitch. We're marketing all of our workshops to organizations this year. Because the thing is the overhead and the cost for space was just getting to be too much. And then, you know, you can't determine how many people are going to show and this, that, and the other. So we feel that if we offer it to organizations, nonprofits, and things like that, then they can worry about the you know, whether they're going to charge or whether it's just going to be a part of a program that they're offering. And that way it's a win-win for us all, right? So if you know of an organization that can use some of the workshops and things that Coach with Pride has offered in the past, please let them reach out to us again, info@coachwithpride.com. We'd love to send you our portfolio. We'd love to send you our brochures and any of those things that may be needed in order to secure the bag, right? So that's what we're working on right now, and that's a good thing. And so, again, we love to, you know, referrals are the best thing. And now getting back into our mentoring program that is starting up in a little bit, week and a half or so. Women, ladies, this mentoring program is for the entrepreneur. It's for the businesswoman. It's for that graduate student. It's for young ladies that aspire to be leaders. It is going to be nothing short of phenomenal. There's going to be a lot of accountability. There's going to be a lot of peer feedback. That's what I love about this. We're going to do a monthly conference call. We're going to have various topics per month to talk about and to get feedback on and, you know, to hopefully help. Like our first call is going to be based on commitment. And that's a little bit what I want to talk about today. But, so if you know of ladies, if you're interested in, if you feel like you need some mentoring is for everybody, guys. Mentoring is not, oh, I'm just so in shambles and I need somebody to help me. Mentoring is just for someone who wants to grow, someone who wants to get to that next level and wants someone to hold them accountable. And that's exactly what this mentoring program is set up to do. It's in position to do, not only with the conference call, you get some one-on-one mentoring with myself personally. And if you know, depending on the package, we have different levels, different packages, and it's no one size fits all. So if you feel like you need more, there's definitely more out here for you. You can even do some one-on-one coaching with me as well, depending on, you know, just what your needs are. We want to meet you where you are. There, everybody's not at the same level, but what I love about the different programs that I do offer, this one included, is the diversity. You're not going to get the same type of woman. Not everybody's going to be a businesswoman. Someone may be aspiring. Someone may be an executive. Someone may be a business owner. And so that's what I love about it. So ladies, if you're interested, I'd love to get you our interest letter so you can see what the different price points are. And hopefully you can join us and be on our first call. But the thing about this as well, you don't necessarily have to. It's a 6-month commitment. So after this initial 6 months, we're going to go right into another 6 months that's going to have different topics and different people and things like that. So if you start even in that second month, you'll just go through to, you know, the second month of the or to the first month of the next program, right? So I hope you understand that. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Contact me on any of my social media, guys. I am on Coach with Pride on Instagram. I am Coach Pride on Twitter. I am Angela Pride on Facebook. So please hit me up, and Angela Pride on LinkedIn as well. I'd love to get a DM or a message from you with your questions, and I'll get back with you, I promise, within 24 hours, okay? So that's the mentoring program. We're looking forward to that. And hoping that you ladies are looking forward to it as well. If you know someone, please feel free to share the information. As a matter of fact, if you're enjoying what I'm saying thus far, and I've just really been doing some housekeeping so far, go ahead and share this podcast with someone else. It may bless them while they're in their car, while they're on their way from work or what have you. Because again, AP Empowers is all about encouraging, empowering, and lifting up, inspiring you to be better today than you were yesterday and better tomorrow than you are today. Okay? Growth. Everything that we do at Coach with Pride is about you growing. Okay. And with that being said, like I said, in my Miss Charlene voice, I believe you can do it. So a lot of you guys are sitting back and you've set these goals and you're looking at them. Now what? Now action is required. What are you going to do to make these goals? I want you to set a goal today that you are going to work every day on a little piece of each one of your goals, whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes or whatever. I'm not even going to get into the exercise portion of things, but I just want you guys to understand that I am currently on day 9 with my healthy 2019. I'm getting back to business. I'm running. I'm doing the things that I need to do, but I want to challenge you guys because everybody sets weight loss goals or healthy eating goals. And those things are great because you have to be healthy in order to prosper, right? But I challenge you today, what is your business goals for 2019? See, that's what I talk to my clients about when I do business strategy sessions with them. We talk specifically about their business goals, their personal goals. Great. Because a lot of times your personal goals will come up for you first. And I understand that. But in dealing with that, you know, a lot of times we need to get ourselves together before we can do business. But I am a firm believer that you can be working on both. If you're working on yourself, you can also be working on getting that business started. If you're working on yourself, you can also be working on getting more clients into that business. If you're working on yourself, you can also be working on getting that business to that next zero, if that's what your goal is. But I want to know what your business goals are, ladies and gentlemen. Because again, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. And that's what the business is about. There's so many entrepreneurs out here, so many new business owners, so many people aspiring to be great. I follow a young lady on social media and she was talking about meeting one of her mentors and she was just so excited. And I think she got a chance to meet this particular mentor. But I wanted to just ask, what now? You've met the person, you're excited about it, but let's not just get fat, happy, and sassy and then stay where we are. Is that going to propel you to move? And, you know, it really just shameless plug. It takes me back to my mentoring program. That's what my mentoring program is designed to do. Each month, I want ladies to come back and say, hey, since last month, this is where I am. Hey, since last month, my commitment got stronger. Hey, since last month, XYZ, right? And so with that type of accountability, how can you not be moving? How can you not be shaken, right? And so that is what I'm all about. That is what I constantly talk about. So I want to talk a little bit about that today with you guys. I believe you can do it, but action is definitely required. What are you doing to put that one foot in front of the next? What are you doing to set those goals up so that you're not only just looking at them every day, but you're completing them. But I do think that that's a big portion of it. So that's the first thing I want to talk about today. Are you looking at your goals? When's the last time you've seen your goal? I did a blog on that last year sometime. And, you know, a lot of people are visuals. A lot of people are visual. Some people don't necessarily need to see their goals, but I just think, how can that hurt for that to be a reminder, whether it's on your mirror in the morning when you get up in the bathroom, whether it's on your fridge every time you go to it, whether it's on the dashboard of your car. I think that a lot of us need to see that goal that we're working on as a constant reminder to keep going after it, to keep doing something. And so the first thing I want you to do is I want you to see your goal. I want you to have it. If it's not written down on an easel or on your door or on whatever, I want you to figure out what works best for you, because what works best for me may not work best for you. So I want you to figure out what works best for you. And I want you to get that goal in a visual form. It doesn't necessarily have to be a fancy, pretty vision board. It could just be written down. Number one, I want to make add another zero to my income this year. And if that's your goal, how are we going to go about doing it, right? And so number one is going to be put that goal in a visual form so that you can see it and so that you can see it often, right? We need constant reminders of what our goals are each and every day, because the number one thing that happens in the world today is also distractions, guys. Social media, different cars, what other people are doing, so much noise. And so a lot of times when we can look and visualize our own personal goals, that's going to help us stay focused, right? So get out the distractions, visualize that goal. And the next thing I want you to do, when you got it visualized, I want you to start prioritizing. Because again, you've got multiple goals, right? So you may have 1, 2, and 3. And I want you to break them down kind of like that if you can. You know, I'm not going to go with long-term, short-term, and mid-term goals right now, but even though that's good. But a lot of people are setting unrealistic goals. Some of you guys need to be working on one goal at a time. When you complete that, then you can pick something up. Because like I said, those distractions will come in. They will come in. They will come in. But you have to be enough focused. You have to be so focused to where you don't allow those distractions to deter you from what your goals are, right? Okay, so now we've got them visualized. Now we need to go on to our next step, which is what actions are we doing each and every day? So the next first, visualize the goal, get it somewhere where you can see it often and frequently and every day, right? The next step is, what can you do each and every day? Now, you know, some people may say, there's nothing I can do to work on this particular thing each and every day. Absolutely, there is. You should be chomping at the bit. You should be taking little bites, little miniature bites out of that goal each and every day until it's all gobbled up, until it's complete, until it's finished, so you can move on to that next thing, right? So, for some people, that's a hard thing to do, and you may need a coach, or you may need to sit down with somebody and strategize, but this is where brainstorming and strategy sessions come in. When you sit down and think about, what's my next step, what do I need to be doing, who do I need to be talking to, those are the little action steps that you can do each and every day until that goal is complete. Now, again, if it's something personal, I want to focus on business, but if it's something personal like you're eating or whatever, you know, those are different things that you can write down and kind of hold yourself accountable on, but I really want to focus on the business side of things today, guys. And I want your business, I want you to think about adding that other zero to your income. Whatever you made last year, and a lot of you guys are going to be figuring that out between these first 4 months because of taxes, you want to add a zero to that? Let's figure out how to do that. But you need to be doing something. Commit to doing something each and every day. And when I say commit, like I said, we're going to talk about commitment today, because commitment is big, because so many people set out to do stuff, but they aren't really committed to doing that thing. So the next best thing that comes by, they've changed their mind, something else is in their head, and they're not even on that anymore. I don't want you that to be you. I want you to be committed to making these goals work for you, okay? So as I stated, get it in visual form so you can see it often. Secondly, I want you to be working on it each and every day in some way, shape, or form. Okay, now whatever that may be, again, it's going to be specific to your certain situation, but these are two big things, right? Seeing it and then working on it, but it's like the action is required. I'm really trying to implement that action more into what you're doing, because we always need to be doing something. If you're watching TV, if you're giving an hour to the TV and not an hour to that business that you're wanting to start, we've got our priorities out of whack. If you're giving an hour to waiting in line, you know what I do, guys, when I'm waiting, I'm either reading, I'm either working on my book, or I'm posting pictures of my kids. And I know that the Facebook thing can be a distraction, but a lot of times I really hate idle time. I hate when people sit me down and I've got to wait 30 minutes for something, because that 30 minutes for me is very valuable. And that's how I need you guys to start seeing it as well, that your time is money and that your time is valuable. And if you don't demand that value for yourself, right, for your goals, if you've got 30 minutes, you know how much stuff can get done in 30 minutes. And I think about it like this. I can remember my first job. And, you know, and anybody who's worked in a restaurant, probably, if you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean. But that is so true, because we waste so much time in today's society to where if you're wasting that time, you don't get that time back. We all have 24 hours in a day, guys. Let's put it in perspective. You've got the same 24 that I've got. It's just a matter of what you're choosing to do with your 24 and what I'm choosing to do with mine. What Bill Gates is choosing to do with his 24 and what you're choosing to do with yours. What Buffett is choosing to do with his 24 and what you're choosing to do with yours, right? So, you know, that's a lot of perspective. And I know that's a That could go deep. That's a whole nother topic, but I really want you to focus in on your goals and how you're going to complete them. And doing a little bit on them every day is definitely going to be beneficial, but also being committed to these goals. That you don't just make goals that are easy. If your goals are not big enough to scare you, they're not big enough. Because the thing about life is God gives you different visions and he gives you things, but you need him to almost carry it through. And of course, for those of you who don't know, I am a Christian. So I'm going to, you know, of course, quote the Father and honor him in that. And so I need your goals to be big. I need them to be bigger than they were last year. Right. If they're not growing, if your goals aren't growing, you're not doing something right either. And if they're not big enough to scare you, then you're not doing the right thing. You're not looking at the right thing. Go bigger, go big or go home. Right. So anyway, so that's our thing on goals today. Those are the things that I want you to work on. Being committed to your goals is huge, guys, because like people say, and I read this somewhere, that by mid-February, the goals that people set in January are obsolete. They're not working on them anymore. They're not focused on them anymore, let alone are they working towards getting them completed. But this year is going to be different for you. I believe you can do it, but action is definitely required, okay? So, you know, it's going to be a lot of people coming at you with goals. I definitely believe in a lot of the things some people are saying, but some stuff, guys, is just hogwash. And if it's not getting you moving, or if you're that person that listens to everybody and you're still in the same place, I challenge you this year to do something different. Okay. Do something that's going to get you moving. Do something that's going to get you some results. AP Empowers is all about results. I don't care how many followers I have. If I've got 10 followers and those 10 followers are doing what I'm asking them to do and making their life better, trust me, I'm winning. Okay. So it's not about the followers. Cause like I said, a lot of people are talking and people are listening, but they're not doing anything. AP Empowers is here to make you think about action. AP Empowers is here to push you forward. AP Empowers is here to get you to that next level. And if I can do that in any way, shape, or form, I would love to do so. With that being said, I'm going to get ready to sign off, but I want you guys to understand that I'm here if you need me. info@coachwithpride.com. You can hit me up on any of my social media sites. I am, of course, performing business strategy sessions all year long, helping you set those goals, complete those goals, and exceed those goals, right? And then redo it, right? Repeat. Get some new goals. Exceed those goals. Repeat it again. So if you need me for a business strategy session, I'd love to hear from you. info@coachwithpride.com. We can set up an appointment to sit down and talk. We'll do like a phone conversation first to see if we're fit, and then we'll get right into the strategy session if that's what you need. And if you want us for your sports consulting, if you know of some teens, athletes, some student athletes that need our assistance, we'd love to chime in there as well. When women lead, guys, things are happening. When women lead, we're mentoring girls, we're mentoring college students, we're mentoring women, we're mentoring aspiring business owners. And so we're doing all of that. So if you know some women that need some mentorship, please pass along my information to them and tell them to reach out to me, to hit me up. Okay. All right. Well, this was just a short and sweet podcast today. Wanted to just update you guys on what's happening in 2019. Again, I am just getting my bearings back together, but trust me, I'm working. So I am taking appointments, and actually I am booked for the remainder of, I will have appointments available the 31st of January if someone needs an appointment, because I am actually booked right now throughout. I started working. And of course, the calendar fills up really, really fast. So I appreciate you guys listening today to this podcast. If you got something out of it, please share it, subscribe to it so that you can see when I do other podcasts. Shout out to the podcast out here that will be releasing various podcasts from other podcasters like myself. I appreciate you guys, and I want to support those that are supporting me. So thank you again for those that continue to share, for those that continue to leave positive comments. I appreciate you. You guys have a fantastic remainder of your day or evening or wherever you are at this point. Be blessed.